What can a 17th century nursery rhyme tell us about our fragile ecosystem? We will share some 300-year-old wisdom about bees on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. It has been said that we only maximize a small percentage of our mind. Imagine if we could unleash the full power of our brain and mind and do things which otherwise would have been impossible. It's called the 15-minute manifestation. Perhaps you're going through a rough time, or you've had a bad attitude, or feel defeated, and that can only lead to more negative thinking. With a 15-minute manifestation guide, you can change the beliefs that have been holding you back in your relationship, your career, and in your health. Create your own destiny where success can be anything you envision. And to start, you can get a free book, Manifestation Wizardry, today. No tricks. The book is absolutely free. Go to shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. The real magic of success and getting more out of life is in this free book, Manifestation Wizardry. And it's yours right now at shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, May 13th, the 133rd day of the year. Musician Stevie Wonder and Darius Rucker share a birthday, and boxer Joe Louis was born on this day in 1914. When it comes to bees, the word swarm means more than just a large group of insects. The act of swarming refers to bees from one hive splitting off and immigrating with a queen to form a new colony. It's a natural means of colony reproduction, and observers have known for centuries it's a very good sign for the season ahead. It was put down for prosperity in a 17th century nursery rhyme. A swarm of bees in May is worth a load of hay. A swarm in June is worth a silver spoon. But bees in July are not worth a fly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.